Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take away.
And you all know I don't share my airtime very easily, but we have Andrew D here today. He is straight from the UK. It's so cool because I'm Eastern, he's Western or Central or UK, and oh, GMO time, I think. So he's already started his afternoon, and I'm drinking my coffee in the morning. Hi, everyone. You're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I'm happy today. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Bonnie.
Are
you hear
happy?
Me okay?
I can hear you.
Am I happy? I'm happy. I'm good. Yeah.
Do you have your coffee?
I have my coffee, and I also have my chocolate Brazil nuts because it's mid-afternoon here.
I know that. In fact, I thought you were going to say, no, Bonnie, I have my tea, because we're over the pond.
No, afternoon tea's around 4 p.m. That's a few hours to go yet.
Oh, well, then I'm glad you're spending your coffee hour with me, because you know that I just adore having you on, and all of our listeners and callers love you. So, Andrew, before we start, because we've got a whole bunch of callers for you, I know I told everybody you will connect them with their spirits on the other side. I always say dead people. I don't know why, but everybody else says, the ones who are our spirits who are on the other side. But I just choose the word dead. I don't know why, but that's me. Anyway, I do want to say good morning to you, and you are a busy beaver, aren't you? You're on radio, TV, you're over the pond, under the pond, around the pond. So how are you doing?
Do you know what? I'm not bad at all, thanks, Bonnie. I just had some lunch, and I thought, right, I best get to it. But I had a wonderful night last night. I was in a spiritualist church here in the UK, and I'd been asked to stand in for somebody. I think they were ill, and it was a wonderful evening. And you never know how these evenings. Sorry.
I said, did you make them sick, Andrew? No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I know that somebody, it's really cool to fill in for somebody. I feel bad for that person because you're so good. It's incredible, but. Go ahead.
We'll see. Well, no, it was a wonderful night, really, because it's a long time. It's about a month since I did a church service, a demonstration of clairvoyance. And I know Spirit was sort of trying to kick my butt back into action, because this lady rang me up and said, Andrew, can you fill in for us? And I said, yeah, okay, not a problem. And then the next day, somebody else rang and said, Andrew, I always get lots of calls for mid-afternoon church services. They tend to be a lot smaller because obviously most people are in work. I said, yeah, well, whenever you want. And something just said to me, this is a message from upstairs. You need to start working again. So they've got their way again, and, here I am.
Well, just remember the message I gave you, boyfriend. I told you where you're gone, and when you hear it first from me, you just remember. But anyway, I want everybody to know what you do before we actually, start, because it's a short show today. But because I know you're going to be on the radio again tonight. So let me just tell everybody what you do. Actually, if I tell them, it sounds better from you, because your accent is so adorable that I'm sure everybody wants to hear you and not me.
That's why you keep stalking me, isn't it?
Now, don't you say that, because you never know who's listening. But I'm kidding. But I would stalk you anywhere, put it that way. You're 6'6", you could probably step on me. But I do wear boots, and you could have a stub toe. But anyway, I do want everybody to know Andrew is a fabulous evidential spirit medium. Now, over here, we don't quite do it the same way they do in the UK. I'm not quite sure why, but I know that mediumship over there has a different meaning than over here. So, Andrew, if you please explain to everybody what you do, how you do it, and how they can get a hold of you, because everybody wants to be connected to their loved ones in some way. I won't say everybody, but most people, at least my realm, always are curious. They want to know. It actually helps people heal. When they talk to their loved ones from the other side. And, you and I have had this discussion, but first tell everybody, how to get a hold of you and what you do. What do you offer?
Yeah, of course, yep. Bonnie. Now, listen, I need you to tell me something first. You said you don't do it, or mediumship is not the same in the States, or, how is it different over there?
Well, I don't say that it's not the same, but you call yourself evidential spirit mediums. So what I understand is, we'll give a message where you want confirmation first. So that's where I think some of our mediums differ here. We'll just give the message, and a lot of the mediums from the UK are called evidential spirit mediums. Am I right that you want the evidence to tap in?
Yeah, of course, yeah, and that's how it works. I mean, I do remember, I'll tell you how to get hold of me in a sec, but I do remember going to a, it was a mind, body and spirit fair in this country. And there was a guy working upstairs and he called himself a medium in inverted commas. And but I knew he was predominantly psychic and I believe he was very good, you know, at what he did. But at this mind, body and spirit fair, I was asked would I do a demonstration of clairvoyance, and he was obviously asked would he do one as well. And what happened was that I went up to watch his, and he went to a lady in the room and he said, oh right, I need to come to the lady over there with the brown hair and the, you know, the red sweater. Right, okay then. Right, who's the man in spirit with the bad chest? And she said, oh, that will be my dad. Right, okay. And then he went into, you know, oh, and your dad says this and your dad says that. But there was no evidence whatsoever that that was her father. You know, I know people with, I mean, anybody in this world could put the hand on the chest and, or the hand on the heart and say, I know somebody in the spirit world with a bad chest. I mean, I could have said my brother, my sister, my uncle, and he would have probably given the same message. Now, I've no doubt he was receiving the information from somewhere, but what we need to, or what we do in this country, and maybe it's just the way it's developed, is that we will give other evidence of, you know, that spirit person. And, you know, for example, I was working in the church last night, and I'm just trying to think here. Oh, yeah, this is it. There was a guy came through from spirit, and I said, I have a gentleman here who was spent most of his life in jail, and so, and he takes me to the jail, but I also know that he was quite a violent man. So two people put their hands up, and that's why we sort of work on the evidence, because two people could accept that evidence. And I said, wow. Well, I'm hearing brother. And one lady said, oh, no, it was my sister's husband. And the other lady said, well, actually, it was my brother-in-law. I said, okay, let's work on that. And then more evidence came through. So we knew where we were putting, we knew that we put the evidence with the right recipient rather than three people or four people in the room going, hey, yeah, that was my dad or that was my brother.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works over here. That's the way it works over here.
Well, I think that's why we're so intrigued, and I love, you know, UK as well as in the United States as well as Australia. I've got them all, but we all work differently. So I just, you know, we just love that. So, and that's what makes the spice of life. So if you tell everybody how to get a hold of you, and also, you know, I want to just chat a little bit and then we'll get to the callers because we have a lot. Thank goodness. And I love everybody in chat and in the phone lines. Please stay where you are and we'll get to you. You know, I do want to tell you, and you and I think talked about this a little bit, but first give everybody how to get a hold of you, because otherwise I'm going to get into a conversation and you and I will never tell anybody. So please, go ahead.
Right. Okay, Bonnie. The way to get hold of me is quite simply via my website, andrewd.com. There's lots of information on there. There's lots of different things. If you want to book a private reading with me, you can. I think I've got one or two offers on there at the moment. So, you know, please go ahead and, you know, maybe we can take it a bit further today. But that, it's as simple as that, andrewd.com. And D is spelled D-double-E.
Well, guess what, Andrew? You and I have something in common. Mine is BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. So see, we're pretty easy people. But anyway, before I get to the callers, I do want to tell you that I love spirit mediums. I mean, I am one, but I love bringing them to people, and because we all give messages, like I just said, in different ways. But what I love about this is they're coming out with new that it used to be that when somebody passed over, that what they would say is, oh, you got to get over it, or, oh, you know, time will heal all. But sometimes it doesn't. And what the mediums have actually become is more like life coaches, psychologists, because they're able to connect you with that pain, that sorrow, to help heal the grief that you have. And it is working so well, as you know, we all see, that I'm loving this, because I think this is the new wave of how to help people internally deal with death and physical death and love. So what do you think?
Well, it's not just necessarily the death side of things, because lots of people come to me with other issues, or I tell you what, they just normally come and say, hey, hey, Andrew, can I have a reading? And it's not, some people are on top of the whole death issue, and you know, they haven't necessarily, I haven't necessarily lost somebody that they're looking to hear from, but what I will say is that they might just come and say, can I have a reading? And it could be, and it tends to fall in five main areas, either relationships, sort of home life, work life, finance, and I can't think of the other one now, but most sort of issues that people have going on in their lives tends to fall in that one of those areas. And I normally pick up on that particular area and then we'll look into it. And most readings tend to start off on the psychic level, which is me tuning in with them. And it's a bit like reading a book. And I know you know the difference, Bonnie, but some people you just can't read. Other people are very difficult to read. And it is no different to a book. You know, if you pick up now, I don't know what you have in the States, but, you know, many years ago, my mum used to read what they called the Mills and Boons, and they were often romance books, and they were never very thick, and they all followed a certain theme. But the point was, they were very easy to read and get into, and they were mass produced. These things, there was thousands and thousands of them, you know. So, and some people are like that; they're so easy to read, and I could sit there for a few hours with them. And they are the people who I would say who are most open. I can connect to the quickest. Get to the heart of the issue, and that's when spirit then step in afterwards. It's not very often. It depends entirely on the individual. And, you know, it's not very often spirit step in straight away. But I've often had people, there was a lady a few weeks back, and I know she wasn't happy with the reading. I'll be the first to say that, because she wanted her mum to come through, and her mum didn't come through. The lady went out of the room. There was other people came through, and there was lots of other things we touched on, but I know she was particularly disappointed because mum didn't show up.
Well, you know what, Andrew, I've got to stop you right there, because reason I want to stop you right there is because I have, you know me, I have a theory on that. So I do tell everybody, especially if they're listeners to my show, that not everybody that you want to find have anything to say. They come through when they have something to either give you, tell you, or want you to know. So sometimes you might be looking for your mother, father, sister, or brother, and your aunt comes through. There is reasons why people, you know, and so what I always tell everybody, I'm sure you do too, is come in with an open mind, because who you might want to find might not be the person who needs to give you the message now. And I love that, because there are people that call me and, you know, they'll say, oh, I'm looking for my father, and their grandmother comes through. Usually at that point, and I know they're not thrilled to death either, or life, but really, the message that you need comes through, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's from the person you think it is from. So I ask everybody, when we have mediums, you know, and myself included, that you be open-minded, because you don't know who's going to walk through that door. And sometimes they don't have a message for you. I've had people say, well, do you have a message for my grandmother? Well, no, but there's your auntie standing over there. So sometimes the people across the pond over there, actually in spirit, don't come to you directly with the people who you want. Sometimes they come indirectly. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. And I was doing a demonstration not so long back, and luckily it was a lady who ran the church that the message was for, and she said, and I described this gentleman who he was, and he definitely wasn't a relative. And she said, oh, God, I know who he is. I hated that man. But she was big enough to say, okay, what's he got to say? And she said to me at the end of the day, she said, do you know what, Andrew? She said, I did not like that man. He was despised in the neighborhood. But I would understand why he had to give me that message, because he was very blunt in his approach. He was very forthright. And I need to hear something from somebody who did not sugarcoat it. I needed to be told it straight today, and he would have done that. So, you know, I always say, literally, don't shoot the messenger. But it's interesting you It's literally, sorry, it's interesting you say, Bonnie, about, you know, be very open-minded, because I told you the other day that I went to watch another medium work, and I often do because I see how they present, I see how they deliver, you know, the evidence, you know, is sort of here and there, really, because I don't, if somebody gives me a message, great, but I go to watch how they work and to see why people are going to watch them who might not have come to see me. They, well, can I deliver, you know, can I sort of do my show differently? But what was really interesting was, from an evidential perspective, is that you know my wife, Moira.
Yes.
And before this guy,
lady.
Thank you. But before this guy even came to her, I said, David's here, your brother David's here. And I said, he's going to speak to you. Anyway, the medium gave a description of this guy. And Moira said, wait a bit. No, get a bit more evidence. I said, no. I said, I understand the first bit. Put your hand up. I said, and let the medium work with you. And if you don't understand anything, then he can move on. I said, but if you wait and wait and wait, he could give you 20 things and you'll 20 points of evidence and you're waiting for the 21st. So
yeah.
She put her hand up and it got to one piece of evidence. And she said, no, that's not true. And on the drive home, I said, well, actually, I said, I saw it this way. I said, because I was looking from the outside in. And she said, I never thought about it that way. So it's all down to the mindset of the recipient, of the client, because you might have a certain piece of evidence in your head. If they say these words, that's therefore, it must be that person. And the guy said it differently, and he presented it in a different way.
Yeah.
And Moira said, oh, no, so I'm sorry, I don't understand that. You need to speak to somebody else. But afterwards, she then said, well, I understood everything else. I said, that's just because you had it in your mindset about what you wanted to hear. And that's why we said, you know, we've got to think big picture. We've got to think broad brush. And as a great example, it was my wife again. She was talking to her sister the other week about my wife's 21st birthday, many years ago, of course. And you
well,
know, they were talking.
So I don't know about that.
Well, you've got that to look forward to then, haven't you, Bonnie?
Yes, I do.
But,
thank you.
Excuse me, but they were talking about something that happened at the 21st birthday party. They both had different recollections of it because they were both in different parts of the room when I can't even remember what it was. It was fairly.
Hello? Oh, my goodness gracious. Can everybody hear me? Okay. I either lost Andrew D. Let me see if I put someone on first and see if it is me.
Hi. Bonnie.
Okay.
I lost him. Okay. I will try calling back, okay?
All right. Okay. I'm just going to tell everybody, because we're going to start taking callers when Andrew D gets in, so please don't hang up. And I do want you to know that I always tell the story of the same thing happened with me and Mark Anthony, whose new book, Evidence of Eternity, has just come out. He is so fabulous, and he was on the show in October, and I hope to bring him on again. He's a psychic lawyer who wrote Never Letting Go, Healing Grief from the Other Side. And he, I had a session with him maybe 5 years ago, okay, because my dad had just passed 6 years ago, and I had a spirit with me, and I needed to find some, you know, sometimes we all can't interpret for ourselves. Anyway, he started giving me all these things, and I kept going, no, 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 and when I hung up, he goes, Bonnie, just write them down, because I know the minute you get off the phone, you're going to know what I'm talking about. I'm like, no way. No way. So I got off the phone and I started to call some different people going, can you believe this? And my daughter said, Mom, that's the name they gave me when they tried to, you know, to use not my name or the spirit, the gentleman that passed away, that's the name they put in the magazine. So see, he was so right. I laughed and I sent him a message that said, Mark, I am so sorry, because you never know when somebody gives you a message, please write it down, because it might not sound like it would sound the way you wanted it to come through. But the really, really great thing is if you write it down, like Mark Anthony said, you're going to find the answer from those from what they gave you. So remember that when you do go to a spirit medium. If you're saying no, 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 write it down, because it might be that when you go home, just like Myra, you will then realize, it was the message for you. So I am going to put Candy and Andrew back on. Hello.
Hi. I'm still trying to get him.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start taking some callers. I'm going to leave you on. Do you want me to leave you on, Candy?
I'll just keep trying to get Andrew.
Okay. That would be perfect.
Okay.
When you do, just let me know.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
951, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. You would have been on with Andrew if we could find him. He's going to, it's a matter of Skype. So I'm sure she's going to have to grab him. Candy, did you find him? Hello?
Still not yet, Barney.
Okay. All right. Who am I speaking with? 951.
Hi, it's Rose. Thank you for taking my call. I'm here in California, so it's pretty early.
Oh, my goodness. Are you drinking coffee with us?
Some tea.
Well, then you're over the pond with Andrew. So when he gets back, you're a teetotaler like him. But I'm drinking coffee, and the good news is when I hear happy, and if you tuned in while Pharrell was singing, it wakes me up. So, Rose, what can I do for you today?
I guess love life. I know I'm just currently talking to someone that's pretty cool, but he's quite younger than me, so I don't know if I should just enjoy it right now or...
Okay, here's what I'm hearing. I am so excited that you called, because I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, girlfriend. I didn't even give anybody a chance to know who I was this morning because I had such little time. I am a spirit medium. I am psychic, and I'm a nurse. I am a counselor, and I do a lot of life coaching, and especially in this field. So let me tell you what I'm getting psychically. As soon as you started talking, well, can I ask what his name is?
It's Joseph.
Okay. I am hearing the word yes, yes, yes came through very loud and clear. So what I'm going to say to you is, the age difference, not every soul comes back the way you want it. Oh, I want somebody 3 years older or 5 years younger. They come when they need to be here for you. Now, whether he'll be your attachment for the rest of your life, that I'm not going there, because what they're saying to me is exactly the question you asked me. Should you just enjoy it? And they're saying yes, yes, yes. Do you like him?
Yeah, I do. He hasn't really actually gone on a first date yet, so.
Did you ask him?
I think, I have, but it's. I think I'm just leaving it in his court now.
Okay, because what they're saying to me is you asked him out on a date, and he, it's now, did you say, so you didn't set a date, but I'm seeing you kind of asked him. So I agree with you. I would leave it in his pocket. I think is he shy? Because they're showing me that he's shy.
Yeah, I think he is. He's
okay.
Shy.
Okay, so what I would like you to do, and he is very shy, and he's not quite sure. I feel like he doesn't know whether you asked him out or you were just kind of kidding. This is what they're showing me. Like, he's got these, when they show, oh, it's so cute. When they show me, it's like he's blushing, and he just doesn't know if really what you're saying said is what he heard. And I'm going to tell you, the boys, guys, they don't think the way girls do. We have different hormones, and you'll hear me talk about that. And you can't just assume what you think they know. So if I were you and you really want to pursue this, and I'm hearing yes, yes, okay, I would go and say to them, hey, this is exactly what they're showing me. I would go, hey, you want to grab coffee after work or wherever, school or wherever you are? And he's going to say real sheepishly, when? And then you're going to say, oh, we can go today, very casually. And that's going to be your first date.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. So I'm not, I know that you're not real thrilled about doing this again, because I think you put yourself out on a limb, or you feel like you have. But I believe nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's true.
So what is your, so tell me why, what is, what's holding you back?
Well, I'm dealing with my, I guess, ex-husband. I have actually a court date on Monday, and it's not been easy. I'm dealing with him. He's not a very agreeable person, so so I don't know if I want to bring anybody else into this right now.
Well, when I said ask him for coffee, it didn't mean today, but I agree with you on a counseling basis. You don't want to get started with someone that you've got to finish business with someone else. So I don't see it's going to go very far anyway after Monday. So I think that you'll know what footing you're on. And I just don't see that you're going to not ask this gentleman. Maybe a week and a half, I'm thinking, that's going to be when you do it. Okay, so get your gumption on, girlfriend. And the nice thing about asking somebody, and I want to tell you why I do this, the nice thing about asking somebody for coffee is, one is, if they say, oh, well, she wants something more, what you could always say is, no, I don't. I would ask my friend for coffee, okay? If they say, wow, she asked me for coffee, and you get there, and I could feel the butterflies in both of your stomachs, then you say, oh, okay, and you then leave it up to him to ask you. But you could always say to anybody, oh, I just asked him as a friend, if it turns out that you don't really, you know, see any future. So that's why I like the I'll ask you for coffee. I did the same thing, and I've been married 35 years. So my husband was in the hospital, and I was in the hospital, and he just wasn't asking me. And I think I was seeing somebody else anyway, but he wasn't asking me. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to ask him if he wants to go for coffee at the cafeteria. And he kind of looked at me and blushed. And he goes, oh, are you asking me? I said, look, don't take it that far. I just want to have coffee. Well, after that coffee, we've been together 35 years. So what I'm telling you is, coffee is a good way to start. It gets you out of trouble, and it can get you into trouble, whichever way you want. Okay?
Well, I did have a really quick question. I've been getting, 7/27. Is that a date, actual month, like in day, or is it some other message?
Okay, well, the angels, what I would love you to do is there's angel numbers, and there's multiple numbers. 727, so there is a 727, Google angel numbers and go and see what it means for you. But 727, the first thing I thought of was an airplane. Are you taking a trip?
Bonnie? Okay, angel number 727, the message is, your prayer faith is attracting every good thing, person, and opportunity to you.
Wow. Oh, that's exactly what I just told you. But is that cool? And you know,
yeah.
Thank you, Candy. I love that. Your future looks bright. So I think you're going to be fine on Monday. And I believe that you're going to ask this nice gentleman out for coffee who is really shy. And don't worry about the age difference. I don't think he looks at it that way. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Rose.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Candy. You know what? That's the first thing that came to me was angel numbers. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I always have my handy-dandy little message book right here near me, and I looked it up.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, girlfriend, because, you know, I knew it's so funny because I pulled an angel card this morning. I'm going to get to the next caller. But I was drawn to, and I don't pull them very often, the Archangel Oracle deck. And I'm going to tell you, because it was really crazy. So I usually give the message to everybody from these cards. It was it is the Angels Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. And the card that I pulled for everybody was Acceptance. It's a beautiful card. And it says, see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. In this way, you inspire and lift everyone to their highest potential. And if you see this card, it's a beautiful angel with all little tiny
yes.
angels. And I the colors are my colors, white, cream, and white. So, and then, of
yeah.
course, it's black.
She has a lot of beautiful different decks. I mean, they're all, if you sit and look at them, I have like four of her decks, and they're
yeah.
just, each
I just
card
never,
is so beautifully done.
I know, and I don't pull them very often, and I pulled it this morning, so it's for someone who is here. So I'm going to take 630, you are, did you not find Andrew?
I'm still trying to get him. We'll
okay.
see what happens.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take 630. You're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie. Hi, this is Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, good. So I finally found a job, and I just wanted to see what you see with that.
I'm so happy. Why are you not so happy?
Oh, no, I am.
Okay, because I'm hearing trepidation in your voice, girlfriend, and I'm just thrilled to death that you got that job.
Do you think it's going to be good? What do you see with it? I guess they're doing a background check criminal, but I'm not worried about that. I'm not a criminal. That's
no.
the only thing. They offered it, and you just had to pass that, you know?
Oh, you're going to be fine. I see you. I see you employed. So I am so excited for you. This is a great opportunity and a fabulous chance.
What do you see with it then? Like,
give me a second. Can I ask a question? What position do they hire you for? Is it something? And I see a lot of people around a desk. So
like a lower level, yeah. It's kind of like starting out. It's local, which is
yeah.
really great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I see is, I'm going to tell you what I see, because that's why I said I see a lot of people are on the desk. I see you very
mm-hmm.
happy. I think you're going to make friends there, not that you need them, but I feel that
mm-hmm.
you are going to do really well. You're going to fit in well. They like you.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to have a lot of opportunity to grow there. And even I don't feel like you're going to move quickly, because I don't see that. I see you down there. You're going to love just the opportunity to be down there with these people, because I see they're really sweet and nice. I see them all
mm-hmm.
over around your desk, which means to me that you get along with them, that you're going to fit in. I think that you're going to do a lot of I feel like that you're going to help other people do their work down there too. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to love you there, and I think you're going to love it. And I feel like that you're kind of a little nervous, and I probably because it's new, you know, for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that you're going to do perfect, and I really believe that I see you laughing sitting there, so I have no doubt you're going to love this job. And if not love
okay.
it, love that you're working. That's it.
Yeah, and then, like, will there be opportunity to grow with the company?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I said. I do feel you're going to grow with the company, but I don't think you're going to do it right away. I think you're going to like where you are, because you're going to be learning something. Even though you think it's lower in level than what you can do, it's going to be different. Okay, so there's
mm-hmm.
something you are going to learn at that level that will take you to the next level, but I think you're going to be happy where you are for a while. So if you're going
great.
To ask me 5 years out, no, I'm sure you're going to move up but right away you're going to know why you're there and know why you came in at that entry level. So I have no doubt
okay.
you're going to love it.
Okay, do you see anything else happening in the next few months for me? Outside of work?
Are you talking about?
You know, just in general, you know, I don't know.
You know, I feel like that's a major part of your life. So, you know, I feel like your heart is happy, which means you're going to make new friends. You're going to have new opportunities. You're going to have a new perspective on your life
mm-hmm.
in general. And when I look at a
yeah.
pie, they're showing me a pie. I'm seeing that, okay, so, you know, 12 and 6 are red. And then I see it going all the way to 8, meaning this was a big, big, big part of what you wanted, which was a job
mm-hmm.
that you know, you could get. And I think that you need to look within and be happy, and the rest of what you're looking for will surround you with that job. And that's what they're telling me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you have to work, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not even a matter of just wanting to, you know. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you know what, Lisa? I believe that there's other parts of your life that will be, that because of this being filled in, because it was a big part of your worry, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
The rest will fall into place. So they want you to be happy.
Time.
Yeah. They want you to be
happy.
Have
time more to develop.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
they want you to be
happy.
And
have time. Yeah. And then once you have time now to develop the other things, you know what I mean? Like go out and not have to worry about doing a job search for 4 hours a day.
Absolutely. And that's what they're saying. They're saying, be happy. Don't look. Everything else will fall into place because of this.
Okay. You're so sweet.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to stay on and listen.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Thank you. And please let us know how the job turns out, because I already can see. All right. Thanks. Oh, I love that. I'm so glad. You know, I love when people call back and tell us, you know, that they got a job, that they've got. And I love that they love listening. So 561, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm good.
Who am I speaking with?
Stacy? Yes.
Hi, Stacy. How's your morning going?
Very hectic, but it's good. I'm thankful.
Oh, I love hearing that. Did you start off with coffee, tea, or me? Which one?
I started off with some ginger tea.
And then
I couldn't find my peppermint, so I did ginger.
Oh, you know what? I love ginger. I mean, I used to go and get ginger peach tea, I think it was, at there's a restaurant. I don't remember what it's called. It was a Chinese restaurant. It's P.F. Chang's. They have great ginger peach tea. And I could never replace it, so I never wanted to drink peach tea, and I never wanted to drink ginger tea because I couldn't find the exact taste. But, you know, do you buy that ginger tea in tea bags, or do you go to, like, a tea company?
I do the ginger itself, because sometimes you don't know exactly what's in the ginger. So I get the ginger, and I slice it real small and let it steep.
Oh, that
is so it's like a strong, potent ginger.
Oh, I love
yeah.
that. Do you know what principles ginger has?
I can't remember offhand. I don't want to say the wrong thing. But it has a lot. Ginger is good. I know for the stomach, it calms the stomach and all that other good stuff. It has a lot of good things.
Absolutely. I think ginger is really good for your digestive tract. So absolutely do I love that. And because I'm a nurse and because I know ginger tea, and we tell people, I think that's an excellent thing to really bring to the show, because some people think they need to go out and buy ginger tea. If you've got a ginger root,
no.
if you've got ginger, you can go to the store. And it lasts forever, doesn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm. The ginger root is not expensive at all.
Yeah, and I love that. So thank you for bringing that to the show. So, Stacy, now that you brought us some little wisdom, what can I do for you today?
Well, I had a rough start of the week. First, I ended up in the hospital with a
lungs? Anything?
Kidney stones and a cyst on my ovary, all on the left side. So I was in double pain. And then my daughter had an episode yesterday, so it's been like a foggy week, and I just need, you know, a little upliftment, like,
Okay, well,
I'm not sad, but I feel like I have a cloud over me. I think I'm just overwhelmed, I guess.
Well, I got to tell you, and if you listen to the show, which maybe you didn't on Wednesday, I don't know why anybody, you know, I assume everybody listens every day, but, you know, Mercury is retrograde, and we have a full moon. It has been so bad energy-wise for so many people. I have people who are light workers, I have found, have been so depressed and so down, you know, energy-wise, and they all know what it is. They just wish it would go away, and they can't wait until February 11. But, you know, the full moon was a super moon, and it really played havoc, especially on people's energy. So one is, yeah, the fog is there because of Mercury. The physical ailments is a tough thing. I was a urology nurse for a long time, so I know kidney stones. What did they do for you? Did they give you pain medicines, or did you pass
them? They just gave me pain medicine. They said they were too small for them to do anything.
Yeah, you'll
and
pass.
And then
they want you to pass.
I'll deal with childbirth any day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey.
We'll go through this.
Well, do you know what? When men go through it, I used to laugh because I used to say, now you know how it feels. But no, I would never do that. But I've got to tell you, drink plenty of fluids because that's what they suggest. Plenty of water. It'll flush them out. So I think once Feb 11, and I hate to say this because I hate giving dates, but I believe once we go into a waning moon or a off phase, it's going to be a lot better energetically for everybody. So I would give it till about the 15th of Feb till you really, really uncloud those, you know, your mind and physical, you know, ability. I really believe that this super moon really affected a lot of people. So I want to give you some hope to tell you about Feb 15. I think all of this will start. Your kidney stones will be gone. I think that your mind will get clearer and things will start moving in a better aspect for you.
Okay. I thought it was just me.
No. In fact, I talked to a friend of mine who's a big, big psychic medium in the UK, and he is running I write for his magazine. And he said, oh, Bonnie, this supermoon, and even my astrologist, who's a doctor in astrology, said he has not been right for the last week or two, and he just can't wait until this is all gone. So I have talked to several people, including a lot of people I surround with. So don't, it isn't you, it's what's going on in the sky and how it's affecting you energetically is what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel better then.
Yeah, because you're not the only one. The only thing is those kidney stones. You know, it's a tough thing, those kidney stones. You know, I always believe that urology, which is what I was into, is deals with emotion because it's a water sign. So, because we drink a lot of water and you pee out, you know, what you
eat.
So I think that I think there's a lot of emotional things you're going to need to let go emotionally of. And that kidney stone flushed them all out. So I really would be in that mindset, too, to whatever emotionally has been bothering you, to let it go, flush it out with the kidney stone, because you don't want them to come back. And you're young. How old are you, can I ask?
42.
Okay. You're to have a kidney stone, you know, when you have one or several, they can come back because it's usually you're prone to them. So you need to drink plenty of fluids, and you need to emotionally flush whatever is bothering you out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you let us know, honey. You call us back and let us know.
I will.
Those kidney stones out. And you drink that ginger tea and listen to the rest of the show. Okay?
I surely will. Thank you.
Thank you, Rose. Bye. Okay, I love that, everyone. Isn't that crazy? It's just crazy, but everybody's having these issues. We're having communication issues, which obviously we are because we lost Andrew. I have had Blog Talk issues for the last 3 weeks. They're just clearing up. And people's energies are just so low, and I don't know if the moon, I'm a moon child, so for me it actually energizes me, but several of the signs have just been crazy, crazy with very low energy. So I'm going to take the next caller, which is, I think it's 856. 856, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Did you hear our song this morning? The Happy Song by Pharrell. Hi.
Yes, I did.
I'm just happy. What can I say?
True.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm getting rid of the cold, but doing well. Like you said, communication part of it. Last week.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. You can go ahead.
Can you tell us? I think I know who this is, but can you tell everybody who this is and where you're from?
Rosemaria from Jersey.
Hi, Jersey girl. Can I call? You know, there was a thing in the airport for Jersey girl.
I'm fine.
I used to be a Jersey girl because I used to spend the summers in Margate. So I always said I was a Jersey girl, but I love that.
Cool.
Yeah. So what's going on with you, Rosemaria?
Communication with work. Do you pick up anything where what I'm thinking, where I want to be? That's where I'm going, or the one I was just talking to?
Okay, I have two. I'm getting mixed messages here. One is you said work, and then it's who I was going to. They're showing
the one I wanted to go to.
Okay, are you talking about a man?
Work.
Okay, because they split the question in two parts for me. One was...
Really?
Yeah, one was work, and the other one was a man. So I'm going to go with the work one then. You're not working right now, are you?
Right.
Okay. That's why they're showing me. And have you applied? Is something coming up that has been in the past that you've done before that's coming back around again?
Yes. What I really, really, really want. That's why I said that when I'm thinking that I'm wanting. That's the one.
Well, I feel like this is attached to a man, and I don't know if
right.
that's an old... Yeah, okay. That's why they split the question. Rosemaria, you're going to give me a... starting to have chest pain here. Yeah, that's exactly what they're showing me. And has this been in the works for a while?
They put me through one segment of a different... section, and that one didn't go through, and the guy that's working with me said there's something better and much better that more suitable for your likings and what I like, what I see, what you could do. It's in the process. I just contacted him a week and a half ago about that, and that one, he said there's something that just came up. It's more suitable for you, suitable for me with you to work with, because I know you're capable of doing it. Just being patient, that's coming up. I don't know when, but it's coming up, they're telling me.
Well, what I see is I absolutely see him, and I know he wants this to go through, because whatever it is, it's a plan that he put in or in for work, or he develops something, or he's going somewhere, or he's putting something together. But I could see that he does consider you part of that plan because he knows you'll work hard. Okay, the reason I'm saying you're going to wait is because I believe he has to wait to see if he can get this going. And if he can get this going, I feel like he absolutely will. They're showing me drag you into it. So I don't know what that means, but. I believe that he's trying to put something together, and I do think he has you in mind for if it pans out. And I'm saying the word if it pans out because what they're showing me is it's still on the fence. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So I don't think I think there's another piece of the puzzle that he has to put forth, and he's got to wait. And once he goes back to the drawing board, because I feel like there's something missing in what he's putting forward, but he already knows that, and he's working on it. So I think he's putting something or tweaking something that he has to do for this, and I believe that it's going to take some time, but if the plan, if they take his idea, you'll be part of it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if your aunt... Go ahead.
Gotcha. Like you said, there's a guy involved. There's probably the other one that we were talking about. Somehow. somehow it's connected. I don't know how, but it's connected.
Well, I can tell you that if this, and I'm saying if, because I don't think it's going to be right away. So if you're looking for work in the next week or two, that's not going to come, okay? I don't say not. But I do feel like he'll get an answer soon. And when he gets an answer, you'll get an answer. But I feel like there's still, he's not telling you everything. Do you know that?
The guy for work or the other one?
Whatever project you want to work with, he's just not, it's not that he's keeping anything from you, but he's not telling you everything. He's not telling you that it has to be passed or he has to get it going. Because I think he thinks it's going to be real soon, and it's going to be just a little more delayed than he thinks. But I do believe that if it goes through, and I think it will, that you'll be part of it. It just might be a few months versus a few weeks.
Gotcha. Cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So let us know, Rose Maria, because I'm looking at the number. I hate to say this. I'm looking at the number 4. So it's either 4 weeks or 4 months, and whichever, I kind of feel it's on the, I feel like things are in the works. You'll hear that things are on the works about something or a project that he's involved in, that he would want you involved in, but I think that it might be a few months down the road that you're actually going to be working if this goes through.
If it goes through, but most likely it will. I feel it will.
Okay. You don't have to convince me, but what I think is that he has to, there's some piece missing that he has to put forward to make it right. And he knows it. So he's trying to get all his ducks in a row. And it might take longer than he thinks or you think. So that's all. I do think that he's going to get it working. And I do think that he does want you to be a part of it because I think he knows you'll work really hard for this. But I don't think it's going to be as soon as you think.
Gotcha. Yeah,
does that make sense?
I have an idea. It makes sense. Like how you explained it, what just came into my mind.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I am so glad. Well, listen, I've got to tell you, Rose Maria, because I only have 2 minutes left. But I do, you please call us, let us know how it goes. It is not going to be, I know what your heart desires. I can feel it. And just keep plugging away at it, girlfriend. But be proactive at it. You know, offer as much help as you can. I feel like I said, there's pieces missing. And maybe offer, say, hey, can I do anything that'll help with trying to get this moving? And I feel like you probably have in your own way, but I'd like you to offer that again if you can.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day, and I hope I get to see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great weekend. Hi, everyone. I just want to tell everybody real quick that, because I only have a few minutes left here, next week we have a big lineup too. Of course, it's Wake Up World with me on Monday. On Tuesday is Gregory Scott. I love him. He's the guy on the YouTube. Go plug him in. He does astrology tarot, and he will be here to throw the cards and the tarot and astrology for you. He's adorable. He's from the UK. You can watch him on YouTube, as you can Andrew D, if he ever, you know, comes back on. Andrew D also has a channel on YouTube, and I'm going to put up a channel on YouTube. That's my next project. You're going to be able to see me. I'm going to put the shows on YouTube. I'm going to try to get over and see how this works. And we are looking to put a show on, Candy, on Sunday. It's an iffy time right now. Anne-Marie Sylvester, she's a tarotist from the UK. I've got to look at time frames because I might not be able to do it on Sunday, so I've got to try to pinpoint exactly what time. And if we can, we'll have a special show on Sunday. If not, we're going to put that one off, and I will let you know when that will be. But next week is me, and me on Monday. Gregory Scott and myself on Tuesday. Wednesday, we've got a real treat. Buy Back by Popular Demand. Of course, we have Dr. Ronald Cole with astrology, but we have got Lisa and Patrick Shalosky. You know, she channels Mother God, Mother Mary. She's intuitive. She's psychic. She's artistic. She brings messages. She's a channeler. And Patrick, he is a unbelievable UFO. He hears and sees different types of people and planetary things that happen. He's also a grounder for Lisa, and he's also intuitive. So we will have both of them on Wednesday, and we are out of time. I will see you next week. Thank you, Candy. I love you. Thanks for holding up and trying to get Andrew back on.
Okay. We'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Bonnie.
Bye. Thank you, Candy. Bye-bye. Bye.